This week we have been discussing different aspects of tshuva, and as we got closer to the Yom HaNorayim, and especially Yom Kippur, we begin to think about doing tshuva on specific sins, not only the global understanding of tshuva, but how do we improve? And there are steps to tshuva. The Rambam, as mentioned, has an entire section of the halachas of tshuva, how to go about properly accomplishing tshuva on a specific sins, or character traits, or anything like that. And of the steps of tshuva, one of those steps is called charata, regret. What does it mean to regret? When I go about regret, it's not simply that I just feel bad. All of the steps of tshuva are about helping us understand what we did wrong and improving for the future. So how does it work that I just have charata? Regret, of course, is not. Regret is not that I just feel bad. Rather, regret is something much larger. Rav Dessler understands that regret is actually strengthening my commitment to the future. Because when I regret something, I look back and I say, if I was in that situation, if I was in the same situation again, I wouldn't do that thing. I would not have committed that sin. I wouldn't have said that Lashon Hara. I wouldn't have acted that way because I understand the impact that it had and what it did to me and the spiritual impact that it had. And if I could do it all over again, I wouldn't do it. That's charata. And this, says Rav Dessler, is how it helps us for the future, because it is my way of coming back to Hashem more out of ahava, out of love, than out of yira, than out of fear. That's what it means. That's what charata means. Charata doesn't mean that just that I'm sorry, I feel bad, but rather I understand. I understand when I did that sin, when I committed that avera, that what it did to me, how it spiritually impacted me, how it affected those around me. And that's charata. And now we can understand a powerful idea of tshuva. Rabbi Soloveitchik writes in Ala Tshuva that great philosophers didn't really understand how tshuva worked. It bothered them that somehow we could change our past. But we know that we can, in certain ways, if we do proper tshuva, we could even change the sins we did into mitzvos. How could it be? The Gemara in Yuma tells us. Rav Dessler says, this is exactly how. Because when I look back to my past, and I look back to what I have done wrong, and I say, if I could do it again, I would not have done that. Because I understand what it did. I understand how sin works and how chet works. And I don't just feel bad, but I understand what it did to me. Then that's real tshuva. That could even change what I did in the past into a mitzvah. Because it's using my past to have a much more powerful future. That's charata. Not just feel bad, but let's look back. Let's understand what we did wrong. And if we were there again, how would we act? How would we go about these different situations? And when we do it properly, we're even able to turn those sins into mitzvos.